Now, I know you enjoyed yourself, but it's necessary to rise up. Eventually. You can simply listen for a while, though, because what you do after we're done here may vary. Now, there is a wide world out there with things to handle, things you want to do and get done. There may be some quite titillating thoughts percolating in your head by now, especially with all the things I've been pressing toward you, providing, turning you on, inundating your mind, training you throughout. However, maybe it would be healthiest, most enjoyable, and a little bit interesting for me if you just let yourself drift off. Let the trance eventually fall away from you. Stay passive, docile, relaxed, completely comfortable where you are. After all, you got yourself completely comfortable before we began. You ensured your privacy. You handled anything you had to get done. Therefore, you're now in a place where you can simply rest and breathe for a while. If you take a little bit of extra time and you add it on top of the time you set aside to trance, then that would be pretty good. That might even be exactly what you need. Maybe you have responsibilities, you have to return to them sooner rather than later. And if that's the case, when I am done here, when we're done here, you'll find yourself able to rise up refreshed, go about your business. You'll be able to do just what you need to get done. For example, going, getting right on whatever task you had scheduled for after. But on the other hand, if that doesn't sound like a description of you, if you have no such responsibilities, nothing in your way, and you're able to, for example, take a nap or even a full sleep, then it might be beneficial for you to do so now, to simply sleep and to remain under when I'm done. That extra little spark of deepness you were just provided, making it easier to do so. So when I finish, I'll explicitly give you the choice. But you know the choice is now. So even if your mind is a little slower, more sluggish and relaxed, you'll have time enough to figure out which you're gonna do. See inside your head. You're slowly deep breathing, slowly moving, soothed and relaxing form. Approaching a crossroads. You can go one way if you have to eventually awaken, invigorated and restored. You can go the other way if you want to, and luxuriate in relaxing sleep. If you go the first way, you will eventually arise, ready to proceed with all the ideas and discussions I've presented to you, still present in your head, maybe even processing in the background, along with the memory and fantasy of being deep. And relaxing deeper still. But you'll be functioning and doing what you need to do. The other way on the crossroads leads deeper into dream, luxuriating in sleep. After all, what better place is there to leap off from toward drowsy, true sleep than a deep, soothing, relaxing, receptive trance? Therefore, that choice is there as well, and your mind will agree. Whether the sleep is literal physiological sleep or more drifty tranciness, that's up to the circumstance. And depending on whether there are things that must be done or there's an opportunity to nap for a while, you will know one of these routes is right for you. You can choose one or the other, and then you will either have invigoration or sleep to occupy you, a natural and simple divide. If you're able to get rest right now, it will be calm, peaceful, and restorative. And if you must get up, then you've just spent a little while being relaxed and restored in this trance anyway, mentally massaged, and completely brought out of yourself for a little while. So it makes sense that you'd be able to tackle the duties of your day with more vigor than before coming off a trance. So when I count and permit, you will either rise or fall. You know which route. You have time to choose which route you need to, want to take. And so, when I count, you will know if you fall more deeply, You will transition from this trance into full true sleep or drifty tranciness. And on the other hand, if you must get up, you're going to start feeling restored to your body, gradually removing yourself from your deep, receptive state into an active waking one. And you will have set the switch, the choice between which of these occurs when the counting begins. Either it's counting you into wakefulness or deeper into dream. And when we finish, you will either achieve your choice to descend more deeply down into a place where sleep will claim you, being soothingly restored, relaxed, entranced, or you'll feel your body return to full invigoration, and you'll rise up with that in mind. Two paths, two dimensions, two versions of you. And in either case, all the things that we have jointly placed in your mind, all the thoughts, desires, training, ideas, fantasies, and memories will remain. They might be hazy for fun, left behind on your way to rising, but you'll remember what you need to, and if there's ever a moment where you really, really try, you'll remember. But you could also wake with that dreamlike quality, or sleep deeper and it will be dismissed to dream. You know what the numbers will do. You standing ready to diverge on two paths, a choice easy to make as you locate what is more useful. Rising or falling, the simple path, 10. Knowing that you inch toward what is right for you. And this can be feelings of drowsiness or reinvigoration, a dualistic existence, because hypnosis is a heightened state of focus anyway. Whether you emphasize the part that's about focus, or the part that's about 9, deeper and deeper. The part that 8 is relaxing and soothing, or that is invigorating and focused and active. 7. You know the right way to move. You know the right way to go. 6. Going where you need to go. Going as deep as you need to go. 5. To places where you can relax, where you can rise, where you can choose between. 4. Rising or falling. 5. Floating or sinking. 3. Invigorated or drowsy. Moving toward a predestined point your subconscious knows it's going to head for. 2. And either way, I can pleasantly, comfortably say, 1. Bye for now.